Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From Morristown to the Hatchie River, this is the Chad Pruitt Show on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 biggie bag. All real calls for the coach every week. And we start this week's show with Tim in Blaine, Tennessee. Tim, say hello to Coach Pruitt.
Hello, Coach Pruitt.
Hello, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a CFL. I've always loved Tennessee football. Of course, every year I get killed by people right through the teeth for the first time. My question is, I know Aaron Tano was a high school standout up north, New Jersey, I think he was. But he doesn't speak to the college football scene as far as I'm concerned, and I think a lot of other people think the same thing. I was just wondering if you had an answer as for a backup quarterback that could replace him if needed, and maybe, carry on the ball tradition of trying to win games.
You know, it's interesting. Today we were going over fixing to do our connections with the defensive backs, and I'm looking on the screen, and the header before we ever started was a picture of Neyland Stadium. So I asked the defensive backs, I said, "What do you see there? It's game day, right?" And they all just kind of look at me. I said, "Here's what I see. I see 102,000 people that have a lot of pride and hope, passion for the place that you represent. All of us, everybody in our program, obviously we haven't started the season the way we had all had hoped. Everybody in our program's got to raise our level of play at every position. Unfortunately, in this business, when things don't go well, the first person to blame is the quarterback, and everybody always loves the backup quarterback. I've kind of lived it growing up."
Tim, thank you for calling from Blaine today. Up
next,
that's
a hell of an answer considering the inaudible call.
Next, we go to Sean. He's calling from Marion, North Carolina. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, Sean.
How you doing?
Doing good, Coach Pruitt. It's an honor to talk to you, man. I really like the way you coach, man. Keep it real. You know, no slogans, no nothing, man. I love it. But I got two questions. First off is I'm a football player myself, man, and I want to come try to walk out or walk on at the University of Tennessee, man. When are y'all going to be holding my walk-on?
What position you play?
I play middle linebacker.
Oh, how old are you?
Can you get 20. Here by Saturday?
Huh?
20. I can get here by Saturday, yes, sir, absolutely.
All right. We'll save you a parking spot, Sean. See how it works out.
Hey, I'm fine with it, man. Okay. I'm a big UT fan, and I would love nothing more to contribute and, help this university get back to what it was.
All right. What's your 40 time?
Like 4.9.
That's all right. If you're running in the right direction, that's pretty good.
I mean, sometimes. But, yeah, hey. Yeah. When will they post that on UTSports.com?
Oh, when we have our tryouts? Yeah, look up Patrick Abernathy. He's in charge of our walk-on program.
All right, Sean, good luck.
That was great. 4.9. Well, that's all right if you're running in the right direction.
That's how we would have responded to that guy. I would have egged him on for the whole segment.
How about that guy?
Is
he going to be on UTSports.com? Trace is calling from Knoxville. Trace, welcome.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
We're great, thanks.
Yeah, I was just, not really a question, just an idea for Coach Pruitt. If we receive the ball first Saturday night to get the crowd more into it and a spark on offense, come out with Juwan Jennings at quarterback just for a couple plays.
Coach, your thoughts?
Speak on that, and thank y'all for taking my call.
Well, you know, for the last week or so, we've been working a little bit of split back veer with Juwan. One thing about Juwan, he'll never give it to the dive guy. He always wants to keep the ball, all right? He's not going to pitch it, all right? So you might as well just run the wildcat and run quarterback sweep, right?
Thank you, Trace, for the call. Our final call for Coach Chad Pruitt today. Frankie is calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Frankie, hope you're doing well.
Doing good. How you doing, Coach Pruitt?
I'm good. You?
Doing well. All right, first-time caller, long-time ball fan. My question was basically, you know the history of the University of Tennessee. You've been a part of a lot of very elite football teams in college in the past. Where do you see our program going? And have you ever been a part of such a passionate fan base that all they want to see is their university progress every week? And still, when you're not performing and the games aren't coming out the way we want them, have you ever been part of such a fan base where they still stand behind you and still put 90 to 100,000 fans in the stands?
Well, thanks, Frankie. I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier with our players about seeing the picture of Neyland Stadium and the fan base, the stands being full, talking about the passion and the history and who we represent and how much pride and everything that's went into building this great program. It's something that I told all of them. I said, to start with, it's me. I signed up for this just like you did. I wanted to be a part of this. This ain't about any player in here. It's not about any coach in here. It's about us representing this university and what it stands for.
That is this week's edition of the Chad Pruitt Show.
I love how that guy thinks like Tennessee is, and there's still people out there that think Tennessee is a unique fan base, like for standing with their guys when they're bad. No other fan base in the country.
And 100,000 are there every week.
Stands with their
guys. He said 90 to 100,000, which was smart because it's not quite 100,000 every week.
Jonathan Schaefer sends a text that says he lost it whenever Pruitt answered with that he'd been working with Juwan Jennings on a little bit of the split back veer.
Split veer. That's what Herman Boone ran in, remember the Titans? Split veer. It's all I run. Oh. Six plays. It's like Novocaine. Always works. That's what Tennessee's got. I'm telling you, would that not be fascinating if they came out like Kentucky did against Tennessee and ran a veer with Juwan Jennings from the very first snap? And ran about seven plays. Did you see the one highlight of the Ohio State-Nebraska game? It was like 14-0 Ohio State at this point, like 4 minutes into the game, you know, quickly. But Nebraska, the only exciting part, Nebraska came out in one series and ran the old-school Tom Osborne option for an entire series. And it threw Ohio State off so much, they had to call timeout after about five or six plays of getting gashed with the old fullback dive and then the pitch to the outside. And the fans were going nuts. They're like, run it back more and more. I mean, it looked like Scott Frost running quarterback for that one series. And then Ohio State stops him.
It was 35-0, 38-0.
Well, I think a play after the timeout, they threw it a little high on a fake up the middle. And it was the play that was the highlight of the game where it was tipped in the air and the Ohio State guy caught it from the ground.
College game day was right. Fell. We're here. Yeah. We're back.
It was the greatest thing. They had Ohio State on their heels.
Oh, it was unbelievable to watch.
Not only were they running it, they were running it hurry up so they couldn't change personnel. So they call a timeout. So they get down inside the red zone, and the play that they had set up that entire series.
For the touchdown.
He throws it too high. It's tipped and intercepted.
Well, no, if he just throws it too high and it's not tipped, it's fine.
Yes.
It hits the turf safely. The receiver tips it up in the air, and then the guy falls down trying to get to it and catches it from his back. He's on the turf. That was one of the top plays for SportsCenter, and Ohio State gets the interception. My buddies were watching the game also and texting me and Angie, and they just said, I'm sorry, Angie, that's the most Tennessee thing I've ever seen happen. You get a little bit of momentum, and then they call timeout, and the next play, it's an overthrow and an interception.
Do we think that Sean from Marion, North Carolina, is like sitting around refreshing UTSports.com looking for that tryout information?
I've been looking for this sign up all week. I run a 4.9.
I think he has already gotten his transcript from ITT and sent it over to Knoxville today.
Well, the best thing about it is driving. It sounds like a prank call, kind of like a joke. Does, like, I want to come play, and I run a 4.9. I play middle linebacker. And Pruitt and Kessler are doing a good job of bouncing off of him and taking it like a joke, and he just keeps going, and he's like, so where do I sign up, utsports.com, or do I call someone? It's like, no, this guy's serious. He's ready to play.
I wish we could call him and get him to know where his tape so we could evaluate it.
I'd love to see that.
Break it down.
Tweet it out. Pruitt's response is pretty funny, too. He's like, well, that's all right if you're running in the right direction.
Yeah.
4-9 is fine. Response.
Which tells me that he's had people not running in the right direction.
I think he had two defensive ends line up on the same side of the field.
I think it was fun that they had a call they could actually hear and have fun with. But I think that's more tailored to us than to them. Yeah. Joking about needing a walk-on off the street who runs a 4-9.
There were some bad cell phone receptions. Oh, better than most weeks, though. Callers were better than most
weeks. There was kind of
a
commonality in that it was like a super echoey.
Yeah.
You were calling from a shower stall at the YMCA, it sounded like, most of them.
Reed wants to get a hold of Sean and Mary in North Carolina. Hopefully he has a Huddle account. We could use one right now.
Yeah. We're interested in a Huddle account.